You know, some of these lefty journalists don't like it. They don't like you working with the faith-based community.
What we are doing is just. Sometimes you have to put on the full armor of God and you fight.
We're all sitting here wondering what just took place here.
From the fourth floor of the Capitol Rotunda, you're listening to WFSU Public Media's Capitol Report, the podcast. I'm Tom Flanagan. We've got some late breaking news as we start off this podcast. With the Senate and House unable to reach agreement on tax cuts, lawmakers will not finish negotiations on a new state budget in time to end the Florida legislative session as scheduled next week. Senate President Ben Albritton, Republican of Wauchula, told senators this afternoon that Senate and House leaders have not reached agreement on what are known as allocations. That's a key first step before they can start the formal budget conference process. Allocations set overall amounts of money that go to various areas of the budget, such as education and health care. To end the session, as scheduled for next Friday, May 2nd, lawmakers would need to finish drawing up the budget by Tuesday. That's because of a constitutionally required 72-hour cooling-off period before the spending plan could be approved. Albritton told his Senate members to take off for the weekend and get back together, ready to work, on Monday morning. The Florida House concluded its hearings today about the scandal involving Governor Ron DeSantis and Hope, Florida. Tristan Wood reports prominent figures involved declined to appear at the hearings. DeSantis, meanwhile, is on a state-hopping media tour doing damage control.
The scandal involves the Hope Florida Foundation, a charity formed by the state and championed by First Lady Casey DeSantis. Reporting has uncovered that the governor's administration allegedly diverted $10 million through the charity from a Medicaid misuse settlement to several political committees. Reports indicate they used that money for fighting last year's recreational marijuana ballot initiative. Pensacola Republican Representative Alex Andrade has been overseeing the hearings.
Simply put, there's no question that these were Medicaid funds steered by the governor's chief of staff through secret and clandestine actions to his own political committee.
Andrade says while his committee's work is done and the legislature is not responsible for any investigations into criminal wrongdoing, he believes the lawmakers should be concerned about the conduct from the governor's office.
As policymakers, it's readily apparent that a culture of neglect, incompetence, and entitlement exists within the halls of the governor's office at this time. The purpose of these meetings has been to obtain the information necessary for us to frame our decisions as the legislature. When the executive exhibits no care or concern for the misuse of taxpayer dollars, we as the legislature have an obligation to everyday Floridians to be even more vigilant.
An hour after Andrade's hearing, the governor held a press conference with his wife in St. Augustine, showcasing the charitable work Hope Florida has done. The program's stated goal is to help state welfare recipients to stop relying on government programs by connecting them with faith-based or community groups. During the press conference, Pastor Earl Gleason spoke in Hope Florida's defense.
Well, I cannot say enough about how Hope Florida has streamlined and made things available for the faith-based community and government. When people say there should be a separation between the two, it doesn't happen. It is a farce.
When asked about the allegations, DeSantis downplayed the reporting as a hoax peddled by what he called the far-left media.
They're not doing it because they really care about that. They're doing it to try to impugn Hope Florida. They're trying to smear this program. Some of them, you know, some of these lefty journalists don't like it. They don't like you working with the faith-based community. Some of these people, you know, view it as a way to attack the First Lady and all the great things she's done because they view her as a threat. So that's what's motivating this.
It's unclear whether there will be criminal investigations into this. The current Attorney General of Florida, James Uthmeyer, was DeSantis' chief of staff and helped coordinate the money-changing hands. I'm Tristan Wood.
We have a related story. The governor and first lady, Casey DeSantis, highlighted Hope Florida's ties to the religious community today. That amidst the ongoing controversy over the charity's funding. We get that story from Central Florida Public Media's education reporter, Danielle Pryor.
Speaking at a church in St. Augustine, the governor and first lady spotlighted the role churches and synagogues play in Hope Florida's efforts. The charity is a public-private partnership between the state, religious communities, and other nonprofits. First Lady Casey DeSantis, who spearheads the initiative, said she would continue to fight for the charity and the good it does, quoting Ephesians in the Bible.
What we are doing is good. What we are doing is just. Sometimes you have to put on the full armor of God and you fight because you know what you're doing is righteous.
The governor said he continues to stand behind his wife and the charity. He alleges the charity has been targeted in part because of its connections with the faith community. In Orlando, I'm Danielle Pryor.
Finally tonight, strange things can happen during the final days of any Florida legislative session, and it looks like this year is no exception. Take the case of a bill cracking down on illegal gambling dens, such as internet cafes. Tallahassee VFW Post Commander Frank Roycraft was watching that bill to make sure veterans organizations like his would be allowed to use electronic gaming devices to fund their operations. Then everything changed.
They took a horse racing bill and they put it together with the gaming bill. We're all sitting there wondering, what just took place here?
Suddenly, few gaming devices outside of a Seminole Tribe casino would be allowed, and Roycraft says his would be illegal.
If they pass that law and they come in and that machine's there, if you're not at the post to be arrested right then, they'll call you and ask you to come in, and as soon as you arrive, they will arrest you on the spot, and you'll be charged with a felony.
Roycraft says that could shut down smaller posts. He hopes the bill will be lost in the shuffle as lawmakers race to end the session a week from this Friday. Our regular Capitol Report correspondents are Adrian Andrews, Gina Jordan, Regan McCarthy, Margie Menzel, and Tristan Wood. Thanks also to Danielle Pryor. Shows are available Monday through Thursday by 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you get your podcasts. On many of these Florida public radio stations, you can tune in each Friday to catch the latest on all things happening at the Capitol, and that show's also available in podcast form. Technical assistance comes from Taylor Cox, and I'm Tom Flanagan. This is Capitol Report, the podcast from WFSU Public Media.